Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kirk Cousins has heard on Grant and Danny. Much appreciate him hopping on the show as always. You heard what he had to say about the surface at FedEx Field. We'll get into that coming up next hour. A lot to chew on here. Phone lines are open at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Let's start with this. There's speculation now out there from Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk, and I use that word because a lot of times I think we just pass along stories as reports, as news. But what I always care about when a reporter says something, are they speculating or are they reporting? There are times when I was on the beat where I would give my opinion on something. I'd say, hey, I think this would make some sense. Mike Florio last night on Football Night in America said that if Kirk Cousins leaves Washington this offseason, Case Keenum could become an alternative. And so everyone kind of ran with that as, oh, the Redskins are interested in Case Keenum. But this was not a report. Looking at the Pro Football Talk story, it reads, keep an eye on Washington as a potential destination for Case Keenum. The offenses are similar, and Keenum only 2 weeks ago outdueled Kirk Cousins on his own home field. If Washington decides not to pay Cousins $34.47 million for one more year of service, they could make a move for Keenum for a lot less than it would take to keep Cousins. What you're going to see now is a lot of this, which is, yes, if Cousins isn't here, the Redskins need a quarterback. Who are the free agents slash who are the tradable veterans, Alex Smith, who might help the Redskins next season? So I saw a bunch of people say, the Redskins want Case Keenum. I thought, huh, well, what is this about? And then I went and looked. No, it's just a guy saying that Case Keenum's going to be available and they could be in the market.
Quick side note, by the way, sorry to cut you off. This is the thing that now frustrates the heck out of me, where the lines are blurred between reporter and opinion giver. So when a reporter now has a show, you don't know whether to treat these things as reports or, hey, this would make some sense. So when someone says this would make some sense, it turns into a reaction as a report.
Well, I don't blame the reporter at all.
I'm not mad at him. I'm mad at our climate.
Well, here's what I'm mad at. Know the difference. Don't pass this off as news, which is what's being done. Like and that's why I think we do it the way we do it. We clean this up and we say, hey, here's Mike Florio speculating. But if you say Mike Florio is reporting that Case Keenum could head to the Washington Redskins, which is what a lot of people are going to do today, that's your fault. Guy gave an opinion when asked about potential homes for Case Keenum or asked about his future. And the Vikings, by the way, have three free agents. He, Sam Bradford, and Teddy Bridgewater. Keenum could very well stay in Minnesota and be the guy that they pay at $17 or $18 million a year to be their quarterback. That's what they should do, by the way. Not necessarily pay him, but pay someone. Because learn from the Kirk Cousins mistake. If you think this guy can play, you could say, well, you know, it's a lot of reasons why he played well, and he only hands the ball off, and we play great defense, and he made a couple throws, or he only had a half a season that was really good. You could find ways not to pay him, and then if he's good again next year, you're going to be out of the market for him. Or you could just handle this now and have a quarterback on the cheap. One thing I would do is caution people on the Case Keenum is the greatest quarterback of all time front all of a sudden. Go back and look at last year with the Rams.
Remember.
Now, I like Case Keenum. I always have. I liked him with the Rams last year. I was saying last year he's not nearly as bad as people think he is. He's on a terrible offense in a terrible scheme with pedestrian weapons. It turns out those weapons are probably better than
they're
I thought they
good,
were.
Yeah.
But he had 9 touchdowns and 11 picks and had a 76 quarterback rating. And Jared Goff was awful as well, who's now all of a sudden really good. He's in a better offense with a lot better supporting cast. And so he looks a lot better. What would Case Keenum do without a running game is what I would ask.
Would you love to know.
Because if you're bringing him to Washington, you're going to prepare for him to sling the pill and be the guy to win you football games week in and week out without a running game. Last time we saw that, he had more interceptions and touchdowns on a terrible team than picked in the top 10.
And this is my point as it relates to Cousins and quarterbacking.
Well, look
in
at
general.
Dak Prescott real quick before you even make that point.
You've covered.
You keep crowning these guys. When it's not 72 and sunny and they're actually asked to be the guy in the offense like Cousins has been for 3 years, how do they perform?
Do you want Mark Sanchez, A.J. McCarron, Trevor Siemian, Jeff Driscoll, Tom Savage, Peterman, Case Keenum? I mean, that leftover refuse where if everything is absolutely perfect, the guy won't kill you in the regular season. Who thinks Minnesota's really going to do it come postseason time? Game on the line. 3rd and 8. Case Keenum dropping back to pass. You ready for that? Excited about that? I'm not, if I'm a Minnesota fan. I know in the back of my mind, like a splinter, yeah, there's going to be a time he's going to make a play for us, and I don't know that he's going to do it. I don't really feel great. Now, they're really good, the Minnesota Vikings are. I'm not ripping them. Simply saying that I don't ever want to be in that lower middle class of quarterback ever again. That's why my desperation for the last few years has been, oh, my God, please do whatever you can because you're not in that class anymore. The Redskins have basically been there every year except for 99 since they won the Super Bowl when they had Brad Johnson. This is a similar situation. They botched that, and they've already botched this one.
I just got a tweet from someone I want to hit on that deals exactly with what you're talking about, and it also deals with the expectation this guy has that the Redskins are going to make a big offer to Kirk Cousins this offseason. And I don't know what would give you that thinking. I don't know why you would be confident in that based on what we've seen. Grant and Danny, 106.7, The Fan.
It is G&D for our pals at Window Nation. Winter, it's basically here, man. It's knocking on the door. Temperatures are already starting to dip, and eventually they're going to head towards zero. Is your home ready for that subpar weather? Window Nation wants to keep your family warm this winter with new additions and that triple zero sale. Put zero money down, make zero payments, and get 0% financing until 2019, GP.
The triple zero sale is the best. Get 50% off any style, window, size, or color as well. Plus, call before Cyber Monday, and Window Nation's going to pay your heating bill for the entire winter with the purchase of a whole house of windows.
Get this done. Again, it's that triple zero sale. Zero down, zero payments, 0% interest until 2019, plus 50% off all style windows. Call 866-90-NATION. That's 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Tell them Grant and Danny sent you Window Nation for your home because it's where you live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.